Parak Tas, which we're about to enter into tonight, it's really part two of last week. It's part two of Parakhas. So let's review, just to reorient ourselves. I feel like every time you have to kind of ask yourself, like, wait, where are we up to? This is a big sugya. It's a 12 parak sugya. And let's just remind ourselves where we're up to. Okay, so let's go back for a second just to Parakhas. Right, Parakhas, he came back to really what he told us for the first time in Parak Zion, which is this quote from the Rambam, that Hashem is one with his knowledge in a way that's totally different than the way that we connect with our knowledge. So you learn a new idea, right? This morning some of us were talking about the sugya of Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. So you learn, Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, and then Tosfos has a different opinion. When you learn new ideas, so there's the essential soul that you are, and then this new idea is sort of added to an added dimension to your being. Hashem is absolutely one with his ideas. He's one with his knowledge. That's what the Rambam says. Hashem is the knowledge and the knower and the known. It's all one thing. So last time we learned that unlike the human experience, let's review this point, unlike the human experience where we see things in sort of degrees or levels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness is such that there are no levels. We're going to make that point even more clear tonight. Again, the whole yesod, I think, in one sentence of the Sefer is to realize that after creation, nothing changed. The way that Hashem existed before creation and the way that Hashem exists after creation is exactly the same. From our perspective, it's totally different. From our perspective, before creation, there's no Ozzy and there's no Alex. And after creation, right, there is an Ozzy and an Alex. That's from our perspective. From Hashem's perspective, we were already part of Hashem's mind, kiviyachol. And therefore, the fact that now we perceive it as, oh, look, this new idea emerged, right? Hashem decided to create Dani. No, it's not a new idea. It was always there. And now it's just manifesting itself as, to us, it appears like a new thing. Right? A new person was created. A new idea emerged. A new entity arrived on the scene. That's all from our perspective. And we learned last time, the Baal HaTanya said, not only is Hashem one with his ideas, but Hashem is one with his emotions. All the different, and again, this word is such a silly word because it's the antithesis of what Hashem is, but all the different components of Hashem, obviously Hashem doesn't have pieces, there are no components, but all the different components of Hashem, whether it's Chesed or Gvura or Tiferes or Netzach, all the different emotional manifestations of Hashem, all the different attributes of Hashem, whether it's Hashem's emotions, whether it's Hashem's wisdom, whether it's Hashem's Ratzon, it's all one thing. In the words that we learned last time, the Baal HaTanya told us that what hakol achdus pshuta mamish, it's all one. That's so different than our experience. Because when I feel chesed oriented, it's very different how I feel than when I feel gvur oriented. I feel like a different person. Right? The way that I feel before I knew that information, and the way that I feel after I've acquired that information, I feel like a different person. But from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's all one. So we spent time last time explaining sort of the hierarchy of our experience, right? From Chachma, the top of the sphero, so to speak, all the way down to Asiya. And we see it as levels. So for example, on the level of Asiya, on sort of the ground floor, right? Asiya compared to one level up, let's say Dibor, to talk about the idea as opposed to doing it, right? You can't compare Asiya to Dibor. Just like you can't compare Dibor, speech, to Machshava. You can't compare Machshava to the Midos that it's rooted in, and you can't compare the Midos of Hashem, the emotional attributes of Hashem, to Chabad, to Chachma Bin Andas. So we see sort of this hierarchy of Madregos, of manifestations, of expressions, right? What we called from Chachma all the way down to Asiya. For us, those are different experiences along the way. But when it comes to Hashem, there's no difference between what we would call the top, the bottom. By Hashem, it's all equal. Now we begin the ninth parak. Because from a divine perspective, everything is equal. Chachma, the top of the chain, and Asiya, the bottom of the chain, are humble equals. They're all mamish the same in the eyes of Hashem. Where we say, wow, this is like the top of, you know, of all the layers, what we call Chachma, the top, is still only equal to the bottom rung in the eyes of Hashem. Because it's so nothing compared to the essence of Hashem. Now again, the challenge we're kind of left with is, so then why do we perceive it as being different? And again, the answer is perception. from our perception, yes, there's chachma, there's bina, there's das, there's emotions, then there's machshava, dibor, maisa. We see layers, we see worlds, but from Hashem's perspective, it's all one. So let's read inside. Says the Tanya, Perek Tes, Shar Yichud Ve'emunah. Aval legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So we just finished explaining that when it comes to the human experience, we see different expressions and levels and manifestations. That's our experience. If you remember last time, he had a very powerful insight, very simple insight, amidst all of the very deep ideas. The Baal Tanya told us a very simple insight. He said, why is it that a child sometimes acts out emotionally, right? Why is it like reasonable that a child will throw a temper tantrum, but if an adult did the same thing, we would say you're acting like a kid? Because when you lack das, when you lack intellect, right? So that means your emotions are also not solidified because of the relationship between the das, the chachma bina das, and the emotions. So a child whose mind is not mature and refined, so his emotions are also immature. As your mind becomes more capable, hopefully your emotions become more capable as well. Your spirit, your emotions mature as well. But again, all of this is in the human experience. Aval legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, madregas ha-chachma, what we would call, so to speak, the top of the chain. Shehi tchilas machshava v'reishisa, the starting point, the beginning point of everything. From Hashem's perspective, he sof ma'aseh etzlo. It's the bottom. There's no difference between chachma and asiya. The top and the bottom by Hashem, it's all equal. Dahainu shenechsheves ki ilu hi bechinas umadregas asiya legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we say is, wow, this is the heights of climbing, so to speak, the ladder of ruchnius by Hashem. What we call chachma, what we call the top, to Hashem is the bottom layer. It's no different than asiya. It's no different than the world of action legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings a beautiful pasuk. And again, look at the Tanya finds in the words of David HaMelech, in three words, he finds a whole universe. What does it say in Tehillim Kuf Dalet? Kulam bechachma asisa. How would we translate that pasuk? What's the pasuk pshat? The pasuk pshat is kulam bechachma asisa. Hashem, you made everything with great wisdom. Right? Kulam, everything you made is bechachma with wisdom asisa. You made it. That's the pasuk pshat. It's a praise of Hashem. Everything you make is brilliant. But now we understand in the world of the Baal Tanya, what does it mean, kulam b'chachma asisa? By you, Hashem, everything, even what we consider to be chachma, so to speak, the heights of spiritual reality, by you is asisa, is no different than asiya, is no different than the bottom of the ladder. By you, it's all equal. Compared to the infinity of Hashem, there's not more or less. And by the way, these ideas sound very lofty, but let's apply it in just a very simple way for half a second on a Ben Adam L'Chavera level. On a Ben Adam L'Chavera level, so you look at your friend and you say, I'm better than this guy. You know why I'm better than this guy? I learn more than this guy. I daven more than this guy. You want to talk about Olam Hazeh? I'm richer than this guy. I'm better looking than this guy. I'm smarter than this guy. And I put together this whole list, so I start to carry myself as if, well, I'm a big shot, and this guy should give me kavod. This person should respect me. But then I zoom out a little bit, and I remind myself, compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I look in my little katnas hamochin, olam hazeh perspective, so it's a competition, it's me versus him. But compared to the infinity of Hashem, even if I'm the Gadol Hador, the distance between the lowest Jew and the Gadol Hador is nothing compared to the Gadol Hador legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So when I look at things through my own perspective, I see, I see different levels, different madrigals. When I see it from Hashem's perspective, I'm able to love every Jew. I'm able to love every bit of Torah equally. Right? I don't say, well, this sugi is great. It's all infinitely nothing compared to Hashem. So from Hashem's perspective, chachma and asiya, it's all the same. V'hainu lomar, that is to say, sheke'erach hachayus sheba asiya gufanis v'gashmias, the life force, the chayus, the energy that's found within asiya, which is found within gufanius vagashvius, found within physical creatures and physical activity, compared to what? Compared to the life force as it exists in the higher realms of chachma, we would say is so different. Shehi reishis umakor hachayus ba'adam v'chol abruim hagashvim. If we were to compare, so to speak, the bottom to the top, we would say, oh my gosh, they're so different. It's so much more alive at the top. It's so much diluted when it gets to the bottom in the world of Asiya. Shuka ayin lagabe chayus sheba osios hadibor. When we look at asiya, compare it to one level up, to compare it to dibor, action compared to speech, it's a world of difference. Shuka ayin lagabe chayus sheba osios machshava. From speech to thought is a world of difference, right? The life, the energy, the chiyus is so much more intense in the world of machshava than in dibor. And if we go up the scale a little further, shehu ka'ayin lagabe chayos umalas hamidos shemehen nimshecha machshava zu. And if I take the thought and bring it back into its shoresh, into its makor, into the midos, into the lower seven spheros, again, it's nothing compared to it. And if I compare the lower seven spheros to chachma, bina, and das, it's nothing. Shehu ka'ayin lagabe chayos umalas madregas chachma, bina, das. So we see things as a ladder. Right? We see things as different madregos. The way that the makor hamidos, right, the emotional attributes of Hashem, are kein mamish erach madregas umalas hachachma, shi reishas umakor hachayish shebechol ha'olamos. The way that we see the difference between the emotional attributes of Hashem and the chabad, the chachma bina das of Hashem, and we see those as infinitely apart. So, you know what? Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo v'atzmo. Compared to Hashem Himself, Hamaromam v'hamisnase ribo revavos madregos romus yoser me romus madregas chachma b'chinas chayus shabasiya, the infinite number of levels that separate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all of this manifestation, right? Again, is infinitely greater than the distance between chachma to asiya. In other words, again, for whatever we consider the farthest, you know, within, so to speak, our measurable world. So again, if we were to look at, you know, sort of the measurable spiritual components of our world, Chachma is the top of the spheros. Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvura, Teferas, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, down into this world, now into a person, Machshava, Dibor, Maisa. If we were to look at all those levels, and we were to say that from one level to the next is, wow, it's worlds apart. It's endless. The gap between one level and the next is endless. Well, guess what? Compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo v'atzmo, Chachma, the top of the chain, and Asiya, the bottom of the chain, it's all exactly the same. Shehi romus chamesh madregos lavad. What we look at as worlds apart, which is only five levels, namely Asiya, Dibor, Machshava, Midos, Seichel. What we see, these five levels, and we see them as like an endless amount, an endless expanse of spirituality. So what to us appears like, wow, that's like worlds and layers and levels and madregos and, right? What we see as being infinite, and it's just five levels. It's just five levels, so to speak, within an infinite chain. Compared to Hashem, it's all batal. It's all nothing. Again, what we're saying really in these last two prakim is sort of the mashal of the ray of light versus the sun, in just a more Kabbalistic way. We spoke about how, again, when the ray of light feels like it's far from the sun, it thinks it's its own thing. And the closer sort of it gets back to the sun, the more it realizes that it's one with the sun. So we say the ball of the sun, right, the power contained within the ball of the sun compared to the ray of light, the sunlight shining on your face, right, it's worlds apart. But again, all of that is still nothing. It's nothing in terms of wow, that's so expansive, it's so big, it's so far apart. It's nothing compared to what? It's nothing compared to all of this, all of these manifestations compared to the essence of Hashem. You can't even begin to compare. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ram Umisnasei Mimadregas HaChachma. Hashem is so far, what we call again Chachma. Wow, the Chachma, the highest point within the highest world of Atzilus. The highest point within the highest world. Hashem is Ram Umisnasei. Hashem is so far beyond that. Revavos Madregos, tens of thousands of layers. Ka'elu Ad Ein Ketz, beyond and beyond and beyond. So from our perspective, Rak Mipnei She'ein Banivram Koach Lahasig, but because we can't even begin to wrap our head around such a concept, so Hashem plays this game with us. Hashem gives us this perception again of differences. Of layers, of madregos, different expressions, manifestations, whether you call it Chachma, or whether you call it Bina, or whether you call it Das, or whether you call it Jeremy, or you call it Daniel, or you call it Moshe Tzvi, it doesn't really matter. That's all our perception. From Hashem's perception, from Hashem's perspective, it's all nothing. It's mamish all nothing. But because it would be impossible for us to grasp it any other way, from our perspective, it's only through this hishtalshulus, it's only through this descent of the various madregos, from chachma all the way down to asiya. Lakach anu omrim. So therefore we say, shelagabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nechsheves madregas chachma, kemadregas asiya mamish. In other words, when we say, what we consider the top of the chain, Hashem considers the bottom of the chain, that itself is really not even proper. It's so far beyond that. To say what we consider the heights of achievement, chachma, for Hashem is just sort of the bottom floor, asiya. Again, going back to our pasuk, kulam b'chachma asisa. What we consider the highest, highest worlds is still just the lowest, lowest world, from your perspective, Hashem. Even to talk like that is not really correct. Because it's enodoma. It's not even comparable. It's not even to say our highest point is Hashem's lowest point is still not saying it right. Because we'd have no other way of grasping it or explaining it, we're allowed to talk in that way. Dahainu lomar, as if to say, shuhu ram v'nisa v'na le'iloi rav ma'od ma'od me'adregas ha'chachma. That's our way of saying, Hashem, you are so elevated, you are so great, you are so beyond the highest levels. But even to say that is wrong. It's much more than that. It's beyond words. V'lo shayich klal li'aches etzlo shum inyin ha'misyaches la'chachma. Right? Imagine. Right? Imagine, the Chavetz Chaim reminds me of a var from the Chavetz Chaim. Let me tell you a var from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says that when the Torah says in Parsha Shoftim that money blinds the eyes of the wealthy, right? You have to be very careful not to take a bribe. If you're a shofet, if you're a judge, be very careful because money can be very blinding. Right? And it says that that money is blinding even to the eyes of the Chachamim. So the Chavetz Chaim says, think about it for a second like this. I always use a sports analogy, just a simple way to understand it. Imagine a third grader and a fifth grader are playing basketball, okay? Imagine the fifth grader, you know, has already had a little bit of a growth spurt, so he's a couple inches bigger than the third grader, right? And the third grader looks up at this fifth grader, right? And he says, like, wow, you are like the greatest basketball player ever, right? Now, compare from the third grader's perspective, yeah, the fifth grader, right? Imagine the high school kid, you know? Right, the third grader sees Gabe Leifer and he's like, "Wow, this guy is the greatest basketball player of all time," right? But then you say, "Okay, this is YU, it's Division III, like this is not the real deal." And then you see Division I basketball college, like, "Wow, these guys are like this is the real deal." And then you're like, "Wait a minute, these guys aren't even in the NBA. Most of these guys don't even go to the NBA," right? And then you see an NBA player, and then you see a Hall of Famer. So there's Madrigos and Madrigos. So if a third grader says, "Yeah," to a sixth grader, wow, you're the greatest basketball player ever. It doesn't really mean that much because you're saying it from a third grader perspective. If LeBron James, you know, Lahavdil to bring him into such a discussion, but, you know, if LeBron James says to you, hey, kid, you're really good at basketball, that means something. Because from his perspective, he's talking from a place of godless in basketball. If Michael Jordan says you're a good ball player, so that means something. So says the Chavetz Chaim, Lahavdil, says the Chavetz Chaim, what does the Torah say? Money is blinding for the eyes of a chacham. Right? So who's calling you a chacham? Who's calling you a chacham? If a third grader says to a fourth grader, wow, you're really smart. Right? You're smart like a fourth grader. It's just a relative smart. It's not a genius. If Albert Einstein says you're really smart, now we're talking. So says the Chavetz Chaim, who's calling this person smart? The Torah's calling this person smart. The Torah is saying that someone who's smart in Hashem's eyes, money is still so blinding that it could cause a person to pervert justice. If you're a judge, if you're sitting on a beis din, and Hashem says, you're a smart guy, so that means your mom is a smart guy, you're a chacham in the eyes of Hashem. And yet the Torah says, and yet look how much money could still lead a person astray. So the Chavetz Chaim says, you got to know who's talking to you, right? That money could blind the Einei Chachamim. Who's calling you a Chacham? Hashem's calling you a Chacham. Wow. So someone who's a Chacham could still be misled by a bribe. Now you understand how much a bribe could actually, you know, influence a person. even someone who's wise in the eyes of Hashem, in the eyes of the Torah, can still be led astray by money. That's a serious thing. So in a similar fashion, the Baal HaTanya is saying, when we say, wow, Hashem, you are beyond, that's like a third grader saying to a fifth grader, wow, you're great at basketball. It doesn't do it justice. To even try to put it into words is a perversion of the greatness of Hashem. Because you're saying, Hashem, what we consider the highest level by you is the lowest level. As if there's some type of comparison. There's mamish no comparison. To even try to say, my greatest accomplishment is your lowest accomplishment, is still derogatory to Hashem. And therefore, look at the words of the Tanya again. V'lo shayach klal liyachis eslo. It's not shayach at all to ascribe to him shum inyan hamisyachis l'chachma. To in any way compare what we consider the greatest wisdom to the wisdom of Hashem is derogatory. Because Hashem's wisdom is a different type of wisdom. It's a totally different type of wisdom. Like we learned last time, you learn an idea, it's an outside idea that has now been added to your brain, added to your heart, added to your neshama. But Hashem is one with His wisdom in a way that we can't even begin to process. Afilu derech mayel ve'iloy rav. Even if you say, Hashem, you are so, so great, that still doesn't do it. Kigon lomar alav, as if we were to say, imagine you say this to Hashem. I afshar l'shum nivra elyonim v'tachtonim l'hasi chachmaso o mahuso. If you say it's impossible for a created being to grasp your essence and to grasp your knowledge, is that a compliment for Hashem? What do you think? If we say to Hashem, it is impossible, Efshar, it is impossible for anyone to comprehend your wisdom or to comprehend your essence, is that a compliment for Hashem? So we say it's a big compliment, right? We're saying you're so great we can't even understand you. But even that is cheapening how great Hashem is. Ki inyan ha-saga, because to even say I can't understand means that it's something that I could understand, but I don't understand it, right? I show you a really hard mathematical equation. And I say, Alex, do you understand this math problem? You say, I don't understand it. But the fact that I'm showing it to you means it's possible. There may be a human in the world who understands it. I don't have the training to understand it. So to me, it's beyond. But it's still within the ballpark of things that I could grasp. I personally don't have the knowledge or the understanding to grasp it. When we say, Hashem, we don't grasp you, you're implying that you don't understand it, but you could? No, you can't ever understand it. Inyan hasaga, the ability to grasp something, misyachis v'nofal al davar chachma v'seichel, it's used in reference to an idea, it's used in reference to a type of wisdom, lomar, that is to say, she'efshir la'asigo, o i'efshir la'asigo, mene omek hamusag. I can grasp it, or I don't get it because it's a very deep idea. But it's like, it's still within the realm of being grasped. I don't understand it, or I do understand it, I don't understand it. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chaver, look carefully. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu lamala min haseichel v'chochma. Hashem's wisdom at its essence is so different, is so beyond anything that we can even dream of pretending to understand. Lo shayich klal negative. I can't understand it because it's so deep. It's much deeper than that. Hear what the Baal HaTanya is saying? You're insulting Hashem by saying, God, you are so deep, I can't understand you. Hashem says, you don't get it. I just said I don't get it. No, you don't even get that you don't get it. That's how deep it is. You think you're complimenting Hashem by saying, Hashem, your way of thinking is so deep, I don't understand it. But it's almost like, how dare you even put yourself into the equation? I don't understand it. You're not even in the same parsha. Right? It's not shaychus to you. Ki eino, look at these words. Ki eino bebechinas hasaga klal. It's not that I haven't yet understood it, or it's very deep, so I don't think I'll be able to grasp it. No. It's of a totally different type of hasaga. It's a different type of understanding that it's not even something you can even talk about, even in a negative sense. V'ha'omer alav, and therefore, if a person says, she'i'af shir la'asigo, I don't get it, that itself is insulting. Huka Omer, it's as if you're saying, al ezu chachma, about saying about a hard math problem, that it's rama va'amuka, it's very deep, it's a philosophical concept I don't yet grasp. She'i efshar l'masha shabiyadayin mebnei omek hamusag. Imagine, Baal HaTanya has a beautiful explanation here. Imagine if I say, right, imagine if I say to you, I was reading this philosophy book, and I learned an idea. It was so deep that I couldn't hold it in my hands. Hold it in your hands? You don't hold ideas in your hands, right? You hold a pen in your hand. You hold a safer in your hand. What do you mean? The idea was so deep I couldn't hold it in my hands? Hands is not the way that you grasp ideas. The words don't make any sense. What you're saying doesn't make sense, right? You hold an apple in your hand. You don't hold an idea in your hand. You don't. When we talk about grasping an idea, does grasping means to pick it up and hold it in your hand? That's not the right concept. Not the right comparison. So when we say, Hashem, I don't grasp you, it's the equivalent of person saying, right? I don't grasp this concept in my hand. What? Hand? What does hand have to do? That's not how you grasp concepts. Shekol HaShomea Yitzchak Lo. If someone said, I couldn't grasp the mathematical equation in my hand. Grasp in your hand? You're not using the word grasp right. You're not understanding what it means to grasp a concept. You don't grasp it with a hand. So it says the Baal Tanya, it's the same thing. When we say, I don't understand Hashem, just by thinking you understand Hashem with understanding, with a mind, with chachma, bina, das, with a brain, it's a different type of understanding. It's a different level of knowledge. It's not like anything that we can even begin to compare ourselves to. Lefisha chush hamishush einu v'siaches v'nofel ela alasiya gashmis. We talk about grasping with a yadayim, that's talking about a physical object. Hanitpeses b'yadayim. So the same thing is true. When we say, Hashem, my mind doesn't understand you. Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. The same way a hand doesn't hold an idea, a human mind doesn't hold the knowledge of Hashem. V'kocha mamish nechsheves l'gavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Madregas ha-seichel v'ha-asaga ke'asiyah gashmis mamish. Our understanding of what we consider to be chachma, ideas, by Hashem, it's like an object. Hashem can pick it up and hold it in his hand. So what is Hashem's knowledge? What is Hashem's hasaga? What is chachma from Hashem's perspective? We don't know. We can't talk about it. We can't talk about it at all. We don't have any of the tools to even describe it. From our perspective, Hashem gives us permission to talk about layers and madregos and to talk about asiya and dibur and machshava, and the seven spheros of the lower spheros, and then the three upper spheros, all the way back to Chachma, from Chachma to Asiya. But by Hashem, Kulam b'Chachma Asisa. It's all the same. There's no difference. It's all bottled within the ball of the sun. V'afilu hasagas sichalim shebo'olamos elyonim. Even, so to speak, grasping the highest, loftiest ideas in the highest worlds. V'afilu madregas chachmi ilah. Even the highest chachma, again, there's different worlds. So if you were to talk about chachma in the highest world, hamachayas kulam, which then trickles down through all these layers, through all the worlds, through all the spheros, through all the manifestations, by Hashem, nah, it's nothing. Kulam b'chachma asisa. The highest chachma is like an object that Kadosh Baruch Hu could pick it up in his hand. So when we try to now grasp the infinite mind of Hashem, we don't have the tools. We don't have any tools to even begin to assess it. Umasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chacham Bekasuv. So now, right? Now, going back to the mashal I told you before. When the third grader says to the fourth grader, wow, you're really smart, right? And it is appropriate, in a sense, for the third grader to say to the, from a relative perspective, the fourth grader is really smart compared to the third grader. So we also do the same thing. And the Baal Tanya says, well, so how does that work? Like, why does the Torah describe Hashem? Why do we have psukim that call Hashem wise, that call Hashem strong, that call Hashem compassionate? All of these terms mean nothing to the essence of Hashem. So it says the Baal Tanya, Umasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chacham Bekasuv. Right? That which the psukim refer to Hashem as a Chacham. So you'll say, David HaMelech, how do you even call Hashem a Chacham? Whatever you think Chacham is, it's totally different from Hashem's world. So that which we can refer to Hashem as a Chacham. V'gam Chazal refer to him, Kinu lo madregas umaylas ha-chachma. We refer to levels of understanding. Hainu mishum shuhu makor ha-chachma. It's only because we know, in a way that we don't know, that Hashem is the source of all wisdom. So again, whatever we think we understand about Chachma, it's somehow rooted in the Chachma of Hashem in a way that we can't really grasp. But we know, more in the way of emunah than in the way of knowledge, we know that whatever we think we know, right, is somehow rooted in the supernal Chachma of Hashem. Now, I can't describe that, and I can't even compare what I call Chachma to what Hashem calls Chachma. But somehow, in some mysterious way, through the Tzimtzum, somehow, right, that ray of light is somehow connected back to the ball of the sun, even though it looks like it's separated. Whatever we think the highest Chachma is in the highest world, somehow, we don't really understand how, but somehow, when I make contact with that, I'm making contact with it, with Hashem, with the essence. I don't really get how they're connected. And when I try to talk about it, I realize my words sound stupid because whatever I'm calling Chachma is not real Chachma compared to Hashem's understanding of Chachma. But yet, we're given permission, again, and this is the name of the game, Chavra. We're given permission to what? To speak in the way that human beings speak. And that's how he actually is going to begin the next parak next week. We still have a little more tonight. But he's going to begin the parak Yud next week by basically starting off by saying, listen, we speak B'lashon B'nai Adam. We have to find a way to talk about Hashem, otherwise I can't even interact with Hashem. I have to know that whatever words I'm going to use, whatever praises I'm going to offer, whatever levels I'm going to assign, it's all really for naught. None of it captures the essence of Hashem. But if I leave it at that, then what's the point of my life? I can't understand anything. So I have to recognize that what? That when I talk about these madrigos of Chachma, I realize that in some way it's all rooted in Chachma, in the true Chachma. Shemimenu yisbarach nimshach v'ne'etzal. That somehow it's drawn from a place that I can't really understand. From the mehus madrigas ha-chachmila, from the essence of the true supernal wisdom. Sheba'olam ha-atzilas, in a place that's beyond, the world beyond. And when we talk about Hashem being rachum, and we talk about Hashem being a chassid, when we use terms to describe character traits of Hashem, we have to know we're given permission to use those terms, but all of that is really not the right words to capture the essence of Hashem. To say even I don't understand the way that Hashem thinks is itself already you've misspoken, because to even talk about understanding, whatever we think understanding is, it's a totally different thing. Whatever we think the highest chachma is, it's still nothing. It's still asiya. It's like an object that Hashem could pick up in his hand compared to the supernal wisdom of Hashem. Now he has a haggah here, he has a note where he goes through a little bit of an explanation of how the tzimtzum works. We're going to skip that for now. If you want to take a look at it, you could take a look at it. But let's bring it all home now together. Okay, in the last two paragraphs, these two short little paragraphs. So therefore, what's the punchline? And again, in many ways, you know, we could look at ourselves and say, what are we talking about? We don't know. We don't like the Baal, even to compare ourselves to the Baal Tanya. I don't even know what the Baal Tanya is talking about. I don't even understand what he's telling us not to pretend we don't even, you know, like, I'm just like, but there is a practical punchline to this whole sugya called Shar HaYichud VeEmunah. And again, the punchline in a sentence is learning to live in two worlds at once. To live in a world of human perception, a world where I can try to give terms to things, I could try to assign levels to things, I can speak about different manifestations and different expressions of, but the Baal HaTanya also wants us to remember, and again, we made it very clear in the earlier Mashalim, in the earlier Prakim, that I'm just a ray of light that's pretending that I've left the sun. When in truth, we're all still living within the sun. We're still swimming within Hashem. We're still living within, we're within Hashem's wisdom. We're within Hashem's knowledge. Right? We're living, so to speak, within Hashem's mind. You know, some science fiction writers talk about, like, you know, imagine if, you know, again, Lahavdil, imagine if, the, you know, we're all just like, we're all just a thought in someone else's brain. Right? But in a certain sense, there's a deep truth to that, because we are all the thoughts of Hashem. We're one with Hashem's thoughts. And all, again, all the components, all the pieces, it's all be'etzem one. Let's try to wrap up. Let's see if we can put it together. V'hine ein lanu esek b'nistaros. That's the most comforting line we read tonight. The Baal HaTanya says, listen, we don't really understand secret wisdom. We're not concerned with esoteric matters, right? It's not for us. We're not really, who are we? Even the words we're talking about tonight, talking about Sviros and Olamos, what are we talking about? The Baal Tanya says, let's talk Halach Lamaisa. Ein lanu esek b'nistaros. We're not Kabbalists. We're not concerned with esoteric matters. So what are we here to do? Achaniglos lanu. But you know what? The revealed component of all of this, sugya, is for us. What's the Halach Lamaisa? Lahamin emuna shlema. Di'ihu v'garmaihu chad. To recognize that Hashem v'garmaihu and his midos, Hashem and his attributes are all one. Dahainu, midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether you talk about Hashem's midos, chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, malchus, talk about Hashem's emotional attributes, whether you talk about the ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem, the desire of Hashem, whether you talk about the chachma of Hashem, or the bina of Hashem, or the das of Hashem, all of these things, which from our perspective sometimes seem to be different dimensions of Hashem, different manifestations of Hashem, all of them are one in mahuso v'atzmuso. It's one with Hashem's essence. Hamaromam levado, which is elevated singularly alone, romamus ein keitz mibuchinas chachma v'secha v'asaga, in a way that is completely beyond any comprehension. Why is it so important to us to understand that all of the different, so to speak, manifestations of Hashem are one? Because otherwise we start to see Hashem as being many different gods, which I can't figure out. Think about it. A more nuanced person can look at a situation and see it from two different perspectives, right? A person who sees things very black and white says if it's black, it's not white. If it's white, it's not black. A person who is able to see with depth and with nuance is able to say, well, I see it as black and white. How could that be? They're opposites. How could Hashem be chesed and gvura? How could Hashem be chachma and bina? Right? How could the different components of Hashem all simultaneously exist? And you know what we start to do? We start to, unfortunately, because of our human perspective, we start to tear everything apart. That's what Haman says. Yeshno am echad mifuzar mifurad. There's a people who's supposed to be a people of oneness, but sometimes they're mifuzar mifurad. We become a bulbal in our head. Hashem, I can't figure you out. On the one hand, Hashem, you're the nicest, you're the greatest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of Mitzrayim. You gave us the Torah. You helped us build the base of Mikdash. You vanquished our enemies on the way into Eretz Yisrael with wondrous miracles. But Hashem, you also allowed the pogroms and you allowed the Holocaust. And this one was just diagnosed with cancer. And this one, Lo Aleinu, just passed away from COVID. And I can't figure out how many different versions of you are there, God. But the Baal Tanya is saying, we have to be able, as humans, to sort of grapple with the perceived multiplicity of Hashem. But then we have to send ourselves, we have to launch ourselves back into the sun where it's all one. We have to remind ourselves, again, in the words of the Tanya, Lahamin amuna shlema, that Hashem and His attributes are all one. That all the midos and all the ritzonos, Hashem's attributes and Hashem's desire and Hashem's wisdom, it's all one with the essence of Hashem in a way that's totally beyond our grasp. But at least knowing that, knowing what we don't know, is also very important. V'lachein, and therefore, in conclusion, gam yichudo shemisyachid midosav. So this paradox of Hashem being one with something which is described as components, right? Chesed is not gvura. Gvura is not tiferes. Tiferes is not netzach, is not hod, is not yisod, is not malchus. What do you mean Hashem is one with all those things? Those things themselves are contradictory. But apparently the yichud of Hashem with His midos, which themselves seem to us to be of various expressions, shehetzel mi'ito yizbarach, that somehow emanate, they all emanate from that essence of Hashem. Gam kein eino bebechinas hasaga lahasig eich misyachid ben. We don't really understand how they all come together. We don't understand how that yichud is maintained. How opposites attract. We don't get it. V'lachein nikro midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehein ha-sviros. Finally he uses the word. These midos of Hashem, which we sometimes call the sviros, are referred to in the Zohar as raza d'mehem nusa, which literally means the secret of emunah, the secret of faith. In other words, we don't really understand. We can't really grasp how Hashem is sometimes so nice to Klal Yisrael and sometimes so tough on Klal Yisrael, to say it in a very, very, you know, almost childish and simplistic way. But to believe that it's all one Hashem, Shehiya Amuna Lamalim and Aseichel, to tap into faith which transcends intellect, and to say, even when Hashem seems to be sending a lot of Midas Hadin in my life, or when Hashem is showing a lot of love towards me, it's all one in a way that I can't really wrap my mind around, but I can believe in it. I can cover my eyes and I can scream out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and I can reject by doing that Haman who said that we're an Am Echad, but we're Mifuzar Mifurad. We're all scattered, we're all confused. We see too many different versions of God to the point that we think there are many gods. So the whole point of this sefer of Shar HaYichud VeHaEmuna is realizing that what? That the Yichud Hashem can only be understood through the Emuna. That we have to understand that there are things we can't understand. Yes, on a certain level, Hashem has given us permission to play the game, to pretend we can talk about these things, which is why we can learn a sefer of Chassidus, and it says Chesed and Gvura and Teferes, and we try to understand why is Chesed not like Gvura, why is Gvura not like Teferes. We try to see the various puzzle pieces and the various components and the various manifestations, and we try to understand why they're different. That's our perspective. That's a world of multiplicity. But a Jew has to also be that ray of light that throws himself back into the sun. It says, you know what? I don't have to work out how Chesed and Gvura, which are opposites, are actually one and the same. I don't have to wrap my head around that. Lo machshavo sai machshavo seichem. From Hashem's perspective, kulam b'chochma asisa, the highest and the lowest. It's all the same. And instead of being bothered by that, with Emuna, I feel strengthened by that. I feel encouraged by that. I feel, you know, like I'm being hugged by that. I'm enveloped by that in a way that makes me feel safe. I don't have to be burdened. I can't figure it out. Right? Why do bad things happen to good people? If I have Emuna, that it's all the same Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim, who loves me to death, who loves me in a way that I can't even begin to imagine. Right? So then when I, you know, when I get my new car and I get into a car accident a day later, God forbid, which happened to someone recently who was telling me about it, right? And he was feeling frustrated. With Emuna, you can pick yourself up and keep going. Because the same Rabbanu Shalom who showed me love is the same Rabbanu Shalom who sometimes has to punish. It's all one. Cover your eyes. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Chavi, these are hard ideas. These are not easy ideas. And I hope I'm doing an okay job trying to just, you know, a little bit. We're learning, this is still like the Bekiyas of Shar Yichud V'Emuna, just to try to get the ideas down a little bit. But to try to live with this idea. Again, to live with this duality of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Yichud Ilah, Yichud Tata. We play the game in a certain way down below, and it's so important that we play the game, because that's how our life becomes meaningful. I have to feel that, yes, my mitzvos matter, my actions matter, my thoughts matter, my speech matters, everything I do matters, right? And yes, I try to identify, this is good, and this is bad, and this is healthy for me, and this is unhealthy for me, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it is. But on a certain level, I live my whole life with just complete bittul to Hashem, complete surrender to Hashem, Hashem Echad, period. That's how we live our lives. Okay. All right. Thanks for trying, guys. I appreciate it.